like it don't matter. That's the, I don't want everybody to get confused. Yes, white people matter. Black people matter. Chinese and all that, as just being in the universe. I understand that, but I'm saying you don't hear about white cops killing Chinese, Japanese. We supposed to be at war with Pakistan, beef with them, even them terrorists, ISIS. You don't even hear none of them getting killed over here. You understand what I'm saying? You don't hear about no other nationality getting killed by white cops except for black people.
And if a black,
you understand what I'm saying?
A white civilian.
Exactly. So that's the whole situation people need to grab hold to, right? We're not disrespecting anybody else. Y'all don't have the fucking problem. We do. We the ones that keep getting killed. Now we getting killed on tape. We seeing it, and they're still not getting fucking served for it. So that's our problem. So stop when motherfuckers, you know, and I hate you black people that do that, you cool motherfuckers, that when y'all say all lives matter, shut the fuck up. Because, see, when that shit hit home, don't start calling Reverend Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, because I'm going to point you out, bitch. You understand? No real talk. Sure, motherfuckers man. Always want to, oh, well, all my, how all that motherfuckers, they not getting killed by the police every fucking week, and we seeing it. And guess what? This shit ain't just start happening. It been happening. It's just that these phones that was put out here to trap us is starting to trap them now.
Exactly.
But they not getting sentenced for the shit. Ain't nothing happening. So, man, when y'all niggas be saying that all, I be like, yo, man, when they shoot your mother or your father or your kid, catch a straight bullet, God forbid, don't start whining that, man.
That man had no remorse, and he knew that child was in the backseat.
Yo.
That didn't even stop him. You know, a thief
in the back can steal.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He
exactly.
He
exactly.
No results for Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 music. I can exclusively reveal that this is the Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 soundtrack. It's Rump Shaker. Weird, right? I think I might have preferred something that was a little more in line with the previous games, but you know, I don't have a problem with this song.
I mean to make it sit, I mean to make it jump, but yet make the hotties and the body shake it run. I like the way you comb your hair, I like the stylish clothes you wear, it's just the little things you do, that makes me wanna get with you.
Juice like I'm hooked up on cores. Party tonight at Borgores. Don't talk to me like I'm that race bitch with lords. Look, mama, I made it to Forbes. Look, mama, I made it to Forbes.
Dude with a real, real tight ponytail with headphones in, moving his hands in a very, like, in time with the music, kind of like.
It's just.
He's listening to, like, symphonic metal or something. Like he was conducting a metal orchestra.
And if it ain't lit, I won't stick.
I don't know.
I'm high off some of the best shit I found. And I don't chase girls, I'm just picking now. Yeah. I guess things are just different now. And yeah, she knows what I'm thinking now. Yeah. Luckily, everything's quicker now. I pour me a drink and I drink it down. Room full of boppers, then I swing my dick around. They say when it's raining, it pours. I mean champagne showers, of course. And my chick's way better than yours. No, I don't fuck with average fours. I cut fast like samurai swords. That boy, he just works and records. Yeah. Mama, I made it to Forbes. Look, mama, I made it to Forbes.
I'm Borgore, and this is The Borgore Show. I might be losing my sanity, but we still have a radio show. From the Wayward EP, here's Tasty Treat.
In the room, from the way I dress to the way that I move, came from the bottom, never had a silver spoon. Now I'm on the come up with the sneak, my crew. Bunch of fuck boys tryna wear my shoes. Got me my swag, but they cannot do. Flow like Amazon, is big like glue. Like glue.
I'm the elephant in the room. Let this beat make you jump out your shoes. Hit the dance floor, it's just me, my crew. I'm the elephant in the room.
Tonight's the last night of Fish here at the Bill Graham Civic. Last of three nights. I can't believe I didn't make it out to see Fish. I really fucked up. Just walking up the middle of the street, just like, whatever, man, my pants are good. Die Antwoord tomorrow.
My crew.
guys, they're selling tickets, man. Shit, I could fucking pull over and go. I could just go.
Everybody takes the easy way out, you know what I'm saying? If it's something they have to think about, they don't ever really give it a chance. And it's unfortunate because there's a lot of good music out there.
If just abandon this car and go see Fish.
They'll just listen to a hook and a beat, get they drink and they smoke and they dance on, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? But there's more to life than just that.
Countdown on Sirius XM Hits 1, number 11.
Yeah, Fish makes me think of Harris Whittles as well. It's truly sad. I identify with this sentiment greatly. Breaking glass is fun. I love the sound of breaking glass.
Change your mind, sound of breaking glass.
I wonder if they'll ever make a second PlayStation All-Stars. I'm gonna say that's extremely unlikely.
Next week, so
right.
I ran my first run at Cheyenne this morning. I was 12.6. I made a fairly decent run on some.
Yeah, some of you are about to cry.
It's real nice.
Metal
works good too.
You are crafty. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
real crafty. It's good stuff.
Or elect to not play.
General manager of the league. He was with the Bears. Media network is heard here on Sirius.
That's limited by state law.
Ed
your lad to the Islanders.
As these companies come out, whether it be
home, you lay down and relax completely.
Rock icon Tom Petty.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, I'm Tom Petty.
Hey, it's Tom Petty.
What's crackin'? I'm Tom motherfucking Petty.
Joe Cocker, celebrity
I'm kind
guest
of a weird
DJ.
Fucking
this
guy.
This is Roger McGuinness the Bird.
And whatever else he feels like doing.
Going out into the yard and screaming like a chicken.
Dive in now.
Tom Petty Radio.
Sirius XM Channel 31.
Ain't nothing like it.
And on the new and improved Sirius XM app.
Attention investors, want to diversify?
Tired of the Wall Street casino?
National Realty provides high returns through secured New York City and Philadelphia real estate. Our model is 100% proven on 900 buildings over 10 years and $500 million of real estate under management. We acquire prime locations under market value and rebuild them at wholesale construction pricing. Our wholesale costing system creates an unfair equity profit advantage for you. Just ask any one of our 200 repeat investors. With property returns ranging from 12% to 1200%, we have high demand, quick flip and rent properties. We are the only investment real estate provider that guarantees your investment satisfaction. That's National Realty. Guaranteed resale value satisfaction. Guaranteed profit satisfaction. Or your money back. Call now for our super high return Brooklyn and Philadelphia opportunities. Call 201-210-2727. That's 201-210-2727. See us at NRIA.net. Terms and conditions apply.
Past performance is not a guarantee of future performance or results.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt
free.
Move
out of the country. Just run for it. You don't have to pay them back.
If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible.
Take hostages. Without debt consolidation, they'll never make you pay it back then.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407.
Do whatever that was.
That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The only place where a rush to judgment
is a welcome thing.
Your destination for Covino and Rich in the morning and combat sports is Sirius XM Rush 93.
Hey, this wrestling show is on.
Join in on the conversation on Twitter at Busted Open Radio. This is Busted Open with Doug Mortman and Dave LaGreca.
American Alpha going fairly high, if you think about it. Second pick of the fifth round for SmackDown. They're definitely going to be a featured tag team for SmackDown. It's funny, too, how things break down and shake out. If you think about where they went, they are the number one tag team on the SmackDown brand. They're the first tag team taken for SmackDown. Now, granted, they're only getting two out of every five picks in rounds one through four, but that says something about Jordan and Gable.
No.
Grable and Gable.
It does. And they needed to go with some youth, Doug. I mean, they had to go to NXT at some point. I mean, we talked about NXT before. They really should have, to do themselves a favor so guys like us weren't killing them. Doug, they should have just said that only these certain wrestlers are eligible for the WWE draft.
Great point, Dave. Why not just give us a pool? Then we know we can gauge expectations instead of saying six NXT people are eligible. But that would mean if in a legit draft, you'd want to take the best people. But obviously that wasn't the case. We knew that wasn't going to be the case going in, but we also knew that that was going to take away from how we felt about this draft, this whole process.
And it did. It really did. But I think the biggest thing is what you said to start off the show, Doug, the format of this draft, the way these picks went down, the advantage for a show like Raw, it really does scream. And Stephanie reminded you of it, Doug. It wasn't like they were trying to hide it. They reminded you that Raw is the A show and SmackDown is the B show. And even though John Cena is on there, and even though the champion as of right now is on there, it still screams A show, B show to me.
Hey, I totally agree, Dave. 844-SXM-RUSH, 844-796-7874. Let's get to the busy phones. I want to hit as many calls as we can in the next hour and a half. Let's start with Riker in Tennessee. Oh. He's first up here. Busted open.
Got excited
Riker,
for a second there.
You're the first caller ever on a Wednesday Busted Open. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Actually, I didn't even think about that. That's awesome. But good to talk to you guys. I think one thing I felt as far as the production value that was missing is I remember the earlier drafts, you got to see the locker room. I know they did stuff on the network, but you got to see their reactions. I mean, if you think about back to, like, whenever Ric Flair chose The Undertaker, you know, he threw the chair, I think it was, went into the office. He was mad. I missed that part of it as far as the production value goes, is actually seeing the reactions of the wrestlers. The other thing that I think was missing last night, or that I think was just a big miss, is actually in relation to the women's division. I felt like Raw is completely sacked. Whenever you have Charlotte, Sasha, Paige, and Nia, four very different, unique personalities that just scream star power to me, and then SmackDown. You know, I feel like they got superstars that are good and capable in the ring, but because of booking, I think have been watered down, and, you know, just makes me kind of mad. I think that they kind of missed the mark on that. But then one question after those two comments is what do they do with people that are coming back from injuries or are you telling me that no one in the next year, assuming that that'll be, you know, the time that this draft is happening, that no one will get drafted from NXT in that time? Are they free agents? I mean,
it's a good point.
You're asking the dumbest possible question.
And the way that I work this out in my own head, and I did this last night. I literally was thinking about this all night long. It was hard to sleep. And that was one of it, where it's like, okay, so Sasha's got to come up with a partner coming up on Sunday, right? And Michael Cole wanted to scream to the hills. Well, she might not get a partner. Okay, Michael. that partner could be, or even chances are, could be Bayley.
Yes.
I would much rather SmackDown, Raw, whoever it is, whenever it is, for whatever superstar, man or woman, be it an NXT, be it a free agent, be it a cruiserweight, be it, say, Ibushi, right? That, the big signing, hey, Steph got the scoop on Shane, and the latest acquisition for Monday Night Raw is so-and-so. And if you're Bayley, would you have even wanted to be in round 7 through 11?
Would you even want it to be rounds 5-6? To me, if you're Bailey, you should have been in the top 3 or 4 rounds considering how this draft went. I mean, Baron Corbin went with the 19th pick in the 4th round. And I mean, so if you look at how it all went down, I would much rather be Bailey coming in as a surprise free agent acquisition type rather than somebody that was drafted in the supplemental draft here last night.
Absolutely, Doug. For our caller, don't look too much into this draft. You're still going to see call-ups from NXT. Obviously, if you're going to have a cruiserweight division on Raw, you're going to see a lot of people from
that. Don't look too much into this draft. It's a fake thing they did for TV. You don't need to sit there and worry about the rules of how fucking people
on the Raw roster right now. So don't worry too much.
To shows.
You can, you will see movement. I mean, it's not like there's not going to be any movement until next year's draft. So it's a good question, but I still think there's going to be movement. As far as the reactions, obviously you would want everybody to be there, but you have no Brock, right. You have no Randy Orton, you have no Roman Reigns. So 3 of your biggest wrestlers aren't there to get a reaction from. I think that's why they didn't go that route.
Kip in Connecticut joins us. What's up, Kip?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Kip?
My head is swimming, so I'm going to try to limit this to a few things here. First off, Doug, I am surprised at your reaction because you, if you played a tape from yesterday's show, you nailed it. You had the top three guys to SmackDown, you had the top three guys to Raw, and I think they did exactly what you said they were going to do, which was, they had those headliners that went to SmackDown, and then everybody else were the guys they wanted to showcase, and then they stacked Raw. That's exactly what you said they were going to do.
You are correct. I know. Listen, I appreciate that. I was recounting it before, and I didn't want to sound like a jerk, but I absolutely did nail it.
Did.
So I'll sound like a jerk now. And nevertheless, whether we were correct or not, I would rather it have played out in different fashion. I mean, really, it was just a lackluster format. And I'll tell you another thing, Kip, that bothered me. It wasn't so much just the draft format. Meaningless matches, just literally throwaways. From the draft, it's like, oh, now I gotta wait for the next 5 picks. We'll come up after the commercial break or after Becky's little run-in on Natalia. To me, it's just overall formatics. I would have thought that would have been an A+ show just in terms of overall design, and that was not.
I wonder what the rating is going to be for that show last night. I mean, you got to expect that there for the first SmackDown, it's going to have to be a huge. Now,
at least hour one, David, and then obviously a championship match at 9:35 Eastern time.
Now, Kip mentioned something that we talked about, and it's obviously relevant right now when you look at the SmackDown roster, is about showcasing certain guys. Mm-hmm. We all knew Dolph Ziggler is going to be drafted by SmackDown because he's a guy that's got lost in the shuffle. Is there anybody else that you look at on the SmackDown roster, Doug, that you said, all right, he hasn't been given a fair chance, and now he will?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one, because when you look at SmackDown,
it's tough, right?
It's like a guy like Baron Corbin, for example, right? He's a guy that, of course, is going to get a big-time push, but he's been getting a big-time push.
Yes.
So you can't really put him in that category. But when you think about other guys and gals on SmackDown, as you go through that roster, that's a veteran-laden crew on SmackDown. You could look at Raw and say, hey, I think X, Y, and Z are going to get a big-time push, especially being drafted where they got drafted. Like, you can even make that case for Sami Zayn. Stocked down until last night. Sami Zayn could get the crap beaten out of him and get chokeslammed by Damon Cain only once. He got drafted with the number one pick in the 3rd round. That's a huge spot. That's a big-time push for Sami Zayn. So maybe Zayn is one of those guys.
What?
But I think time after time, when you look through this draft, when you say, hey,
putting any stock into that sort of stuff seems like a gigantic waste of time.
Getting taken at the top of round 6. Yep. Great spot for Neville. By the way, Neville could be in your cruiserweight. Neville could be your headliner of the cruiserweight division, if that's how it shakes out. Great spot for Neville. I don't think you're going to be saying that about a lot of guys on SmackDown. I think SmackDown ends up, because of veteran-laden talent, more of same old, same old.
The only name I can really think of, Doug, is Apollo Crews. He's like the one guy that I can look down at on
SmackDown
where maybe they could showcase him, but he's going to have to step up. It's more than just what you can do in the ring. It's your character, what you can do on the microphone. It's going to be really interesting because I think this is make or break over the next year for Apollo Crews.
Go ahead, Kip.
The other thing about it was, and all that you guys said is right on the money, but I really feel bad for Natalia, and to a lesser degree, Becky, because the way they split the women up, that SmackDown women's division is basically just, that's the actual training ground. That's Natalia and Becky training those other girls. And to bring Eva Marie up, that really baffled me why she's even on any of the shows. But all it really is Natalia and Becky teaching all the other girls, that, you know, the girls that they brought up. And, you know, Natalia now is out of the championship picture again. I don't know when she's ever going to get a break and when she's ever going to get a championship run. And I just feel so bad for her.
Well, at least you're seeing her wrestle. I mean, there was a time where you just weren't even seeing her on TV, Doug. At least she's going to have to be showcased here. I mean, she's your top woman talent right now. You're going to see a lot of Natalia and Becky Lynch on SmackDown.
For sure. What are they fighting for, though?
I don't know.
Pride? They're not fighting for a title.
I mean, we already have a built-in storyline. As far as, like, Eva Marie, I mean, I'd much rather have an Eva Marie than, I don't know, Doug. I mean, some of the other talent that's on here, as bad as you think Eva Marie is, I mean, it's not like we have some top women talent, especially after what you saw last night, especially when you look at some of the women that's on Raw.
True. And I, listen, you also look where other ladies were drafted. Naomi.
I mean, Dana Brooke, for crying out loud.
Well, Dana Brooke was simply drafted to Raw to stay with Charlotte.
Yes.
They wanted to keep that package together, so she went there. But, you know, somebody like Eva Marie on SmackDown, somebody like Naomi on SmackDown, I think they'll get a good crack. I think you'll see them featured on SmackDown.
They have to. But, Doug, you asked the biggest question. What are they wrestling for? If the title's not on that brand, what are they wrestling for? Big question.
I don't know. I can't answer that question. Carmella's going to get a push. Carmella's on SmackDown.
Would it be even better if maybe it had just some of the younger talent on SmackDown that they're not ready to wrestle for a championship?
Alexa,
I don't know.
Alexa Bliss. I love Alexa Bliss.
I love Alexa
on NXT.
Bliss too.
I don't know if I'm going to love her on SmackDown. We'll have to see. But boy, they do have youth on the female side, on the ladies' side, when it comes to SmackDown Live, Dave.
Now, I thought before the draft, I even guaranteed it, Doug. I said that SmackDown is going to be that wrestle-heavy show, and that Raw is going to be the sticky, gimmicky show.
Do you still believe that, Dave?
I don't know if I believe that anymore. I mean, Cesaro is upset at the fact that he got drafted by Raw and not by SmackDown. If I'm him, I'm excited to be on Raw and not on SmackDown, because if I look at this roster, SmackDown looks like it might be the gimmicky, you know, story-laden, driven label, and where Raw is actually going to see where you're going to get the wrestling, especially if you're going to have a cruiserweight division on Raw.
Don't forget about the top of the card, though. Styles, Ambrose, Cena. These guys are going to fight. Bray's going to fight. You know, Baron Corbin is going to be thrown out there. He's going to fight. Like you said, Apollo Crews is going to fight. Maybe this breathes new life into Dolph Ziggler. He's going to fight.
And I have to be.
It's not as glorious a youthful haul for SmackDown. SmackDown is certainly more veteran-laden. But you could have a good wrestling show if you let these guys do their thing. That's the other question. What new feuds are you going to see out of this? When I look at SmackDown, I see a lot of the same old, same old. That's where Raw is definitely more refreshing. It's not just more youthful, but you have the option of fresh new feuds, Dave.
Yeah, the X Factor is always going to be John Cena, though, Doug. I mean, they have John Cena. They have the face of the franchise. They have that guy that we talked about yesterday that people are going to buy a ticket to see. You have John Cena. At least they have that.
Kip hit the nail on the head. Head spinning. On a Wednesday edition of Busted Open, 844-SXM Rush.
Gentlemen, Jerry Cooney is known for hosting At the Fights and for dominating inside the squared circle. But this Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, the big man will be answering your questions on a Reddit AMA. Simply log on to reddit.com/r/boxing and find the thread for Jerry's AMA and submit your question.
What?
Then on Friday, check back for Jerry's answer. After the AMA, tune in at 6 p.m. Eastern for At the Fights. Only on your home for Covino and Rich in the Morning and Combat Sports. SiriusXM Rush Channel 93.
My dear Ocas, never lie. And oh, I can see all the things you've done in a past life. And even your future. Well, But while I'm reading your cards above the table, the RFID scanner under the table is stealing all your personal information, including your debit and credit cards. I can foresee a great vacation in my future.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. For years, the federal government has trusted ID Stronghold's industry-leading shielding. Now you can have it too, for about the same cost as a regular wallet.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Your ID may be wrong if your wallet isn't ID Strong. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-683-3232 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities?
Yes.
Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-683-3232. That's 800-683-3232. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have...
...information for Covino and Rich in the Morning. And Combat Sports. Sirius XM Rush 93.
Cracker and Portland. Bust it open. On Sirius XM Radio.
While the Republicans are building their presidential ticket this week in Cleveland, Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio is building their all-AFC team to do battle with the NFC this fantasy football season.
We're talking about security.
Who should be on the ticket?
We have a lot of work to do.
This team needs leaders.
Boy, am I good at solving problems.
Make your vote count. Tweet at Sirius XM Fantasy using hashtag AFCNC for the AFC National Convention. All this week on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. Sirius 210 XM 87 and on the Sirius XM app.
Is that a bulldog on your hood? Are you driving a Mack now?
Yep, 2012 Mack Pinnacle. Just bought it from Arrow Truck Sales. Best truck purchase I've ever made.
Why do you say that?
Well, I went to Arrow looking for a high-performance truck that I can rely on out on the road.
Hell yeah.
Test drove this Pinnacle and it rode so smooth. And my salesman said if I put $4,000 down, Arrow would match it dollar for dollar. How could I pass on an extra $4,000 down? Plus, I'm saving on fuel with the M-Drive transmission.
What's M-Drive?
Well, it's Max fully automated.
Motherfucking drive!
M-Drive is saving
son,
money
for sakes!
There's not a better transmission out there.
Wow. You think Arrow has any of these left?
Yeah, they bought a large package of them. Go to your nearest Arrow truck sales location and they'll take care of you.
For more info on this great offer on Mack Pinnacles and the rest of our inventory, call 800-250-2776. That's 800-250-2776. Arrow Truck Sales. Going strong for over 65 years.
Hey guys, Scott Van Pelt here for Sport Clips Haircuts. You know
SVP.
Sport Clips appreciates everything guys do, from embedding speed golf to explaining the infield fly rule. So during the month of July, they're giving you double the Sport Clips MVP experience for the price of a single MVP. Why me, you ask? Hey, SVP, you're bald, dude. Well, that's hurtful, and it's a technicality. You're saying I can't love the MVP? Well, I do. And now Sport Clips Instant Replay doubles the experience you love. After your haircut, which in my case takes like a minute, imagine yourself going into overtime on their legendary hot steam towel. Picture you enjoying a double header of their massaging shampoo. Can this be real? Are you dreaming? In my case, dreaming about the 80s when I could feather my hair. It was sick. You don't even know. But reality is actually way better, because now you can beat the heat this summer with Sport Clips MVP on ice. Their legendary hot towel becomes a chilled towel at no extra charge. So
oh,
stop by
wow.
For the Sport Clips Instant Replay, a double MVP for the price of the same. Ask for it. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Talking
that whole concept of... Hey man, fucking, we built a haircutting place for dudes. We fucking talk sports in here. Fucking get in here and talk sports. Get a fucking haircut. Sports! Oh, sports. Is like the fucking saddest fucking shit.
On your knees, doggy.
Sherman and Dave LaGreca by calling 844-SXM-RUSH. 844-SXM-RUSH. This is Busted Open Radio.
Triple H fading to the background when it comes to WWE and the main roster. All we've heard from Triple H over the last X amount of days, including last night, was how proud he is of his NXT crew making their move up to the main roster. Triple H not really playing a character right now. Triple H just being Paul.
Yeah, and you know what? Isn't that good? At least for right now?
Absolutely.
And I also like, too, and we all know that Mick Foley and Stephanie McMahon have chemistry together. But I like how, like, Mick Foley said, I don't need you for this pick. Like, I'm making this pick. I am the general manager. And she kind of went with it.
She did.
A lot better on the Raw side than on the SmackDown side. A lot of reactionary picks on the SmackDown side. Not a lot of personality coming out of the SmackDown side either.
I will say, Steph and Mick have a long history together. So they have built-in chemistry, or Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon are just trying to kind of feel each other out.
Let me ask you this, Doug. You're going to see Daniel Bryan every week. We know that. How much are you going to see Shane McMahon? Are you going to see Shane McMahon maybe to start, and then you don't see him for a while, and you just see Daniel Bryan?
And maybe he does fade to the back, Dave. I think it's a fair question. But at the same time, I think you're going to see a lot of Shane McMahon now. I think that this is his time. He needs to put his stamp on this. And if there's any storyline to come out of the pairing of Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon as the SmackDown Brain Trust, it's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and, you know, at least for right now, everything seems copacetic on the Raw side. Triple H at some point will be a factor, Doug, but maybe it's not until we get closer to, hell, at this point, well after SummerSlam.
Joe in Tampa joins us. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Joe?
So I have a different perspective because I didn't watch SmackDown. I was here at work, but I watched the network. And first of all, Renee Young and Corey Graves and Booker were just—they were money last night. Lita was pretty good also. And for me, I was kind of sitting on the edge of my seat, waiting for, you know, the next 5-6 to come for every segment. And then, you know, they brought in, Kevin Owens, and they brought in, whoever got drafted. So, whereas some people were a little upset about whatever, about them, the picks were awful. I mean, some of them, not picking Bailey, not picking Joe, not picking some others.
I agree. And also, good job by the network. I mean, I really did think Renee Young and Booker T even did a great job, because they would come with the picks. You could have watched the network, Doug, not being able to see USA. You didn't see any of the matches. They just analyzed every single pick. I thought they did a pretty good job.
That said, Dave, you're probably better off watching the network, because other than the championship match, and the championship match, to me, wasn't even as good as the one we saw on Monday. Sure, the quirky ending. Yeah. But I liked Monday better than Tuesday.
I agree.
As far as Ambrose and Rollins. I think the pick analysis was going to be better than anything you got other than the championship match on a live SmackDown. Those matches were absolute throwaways. Battleground is going to be an absolute throwaway.
Yeah, but again, that triple threat is going to decide a lot, and maybe even the future of a possible two titles.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How do the titles get split up? That is such a big piece to this puzzle, Dave. I mean, it could very well be the champions on SmackDown. I think that gives a nice boost to SmackDown. But then what happens on Monday Night Raw? Raw has to have a world championship.
Have to. I mean, especially. I mean, you got two brands. You're going to have two champions.
Hour number two coming your way in just a few. The one and only Busted Open on Twitter, at Busted Open Radio.
It's Busted Open on Sirius XM Radio. Doug Morgan and Dave LaGreca.
It's XM 40's Junction.
A presentation of Rural Media Group.
Fog Coast and Bayside.
Weavable selection of kitchen and
in this motherfucker, man. Bleezy K.R., man. We up here. Shout out, Vicky. No squad, man.
Sit your phone down, man. He was fucking shit up today, boy. Sit your phone up.
Satisfaction in solving.
Yeah, we got lucky on this trip because it broke down on the short drive. But yeah, when it happens on a long day, you're fucked.
All right, so the new record is out. It's available on Fat Records. And let's play a third song so people can really know what your band's all about.
Yeah, why don't you play Artificial Confidence, man?
Artificial Confidence, that comes from booze.
Yeah, that's right. Or in this case, acid.
Or cocaine.
Or cocaine, or Adderall. All kinds of substances will pick you up, man. They're dates. Listen to our record.
Listen to the record. This is a horrible PSA for the children. Direct hit right here on the Punk Rock Blitzkrieg.
Monday with the crop ratings.
Crop ratings.
with the nation here on Rush 93, the Sirius XM app. Sirius XM on demand, 844-796-7874. You already know that. Phones are jammed. Mm. Keep them coming, talking, recapping the WWE draft from last night. First ever live Tuesday night SmackDown on USA. That will become par for the course. You get a live Raw 3+ hours on Monday. You get a Cruiserweight division that is still yet to unfold. We will see now each and every Tuesday night a follow-up to Raw. Is it the B show? Or some might say it's the A show. If you think about it, you got the champ right now. You got Cena and Styles. You got Randy Orton. You got Bray Wyatt. It's got some juice at the top of the card there on SmackDown every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on USA, Dave. So, I don't want to call this necessarily a bad draft. Definitely a top-heavy draft.
Yes.
Some questionable picks for SmackDown as the draft went on. But they got the face of the franchise, and they got the current champion right now. And if you had to put odds on it, if you had to bet coming out of Battleground, Dean Ambrose holds that strap coming out of Battleground?
Oof, I don't know. I do not know. I thought he was going to lose it on Monday, Doug. And
wrong there.
Yeah, I was definitely wrong. No, he didn't leave with the title. So technically I was right. But I really do think he's going to lose this title on Sunday, Doug. I really don't see Dean Ambrose as your long-term champion. Now, that being said, what do you think, Doug? Do you think
it makes me feel even stronger that Dean Ambrose will retain his championship?
Just based on me saying that?
No, well, that just kind of adds a little fuel to the fire.
Look at my draft team. Like, I don't blame you taking the opposition when it comes to what I have to say.
I don't even worry about that. It's just usually you're wrong.
Yeah,
going by the odds here. Here's the thing. If you really want SmackDown off on a good note, and you're going to handcuff them in one sense by getting 2 out of every 5 picks and them not getting the first pick of any round, which is just befuddling to me how that works.
Yeah.
Then I would say make sure the champion is on SmackDown and let Raw sort it out for themselves. I think that gives a pop to SmackDown, especially a significant early pop, which is what they need. And then whatever world championship comes into effect for Raw, that can happen later down the line. That might even happen for SummerSlam. But as far as I'm concerned, it makes sense to have the champ on the blueprint.
Doug, even bigger to me, even bigger than that title being on SmackDown is John Cena. I mean, John Cena is still the guy. John Cena is still the guy that gets the biggest reaction. John Cena is still the guy that's got that mainstream appeal and has a connection with just about everybody, whether you love him or hate him. I don't think there's anybody else on the roster that connects with the crowd like John Cena, and John Cena is on SmackDown.
And again, remember, the club likely no more as AJ, Gallows, and Anderson go separate ways. AJ to SmackDown, Gallows and Anderson to Raw. However, Finn Balor drafted to Raw conveniently. So will we see a Balor club on the horizon? Cena and Styles stay together on the same brand, so you'd think that carries through to SmackDown, or I should say to SummerSlam for the SmackDown brand. We'll see how it goes at Battleground. You have the club versus Cena, Kaz, and Enzo. So it's most likely going to move its way through. Rollins and Reigns, that could be a feud moving forward. Now, Orton and Lesnar, we know they're locking horns at SummerSlam, but they're drafted to different brands. Zayn and Owens, however, on the same brand. Charlotte and Sasha on the same brand. All interesting stuff. First tag team taken for SmackDown, American Alpha, as a call-up from NXT. Interesting. Raw goes with Nia Jax from NXT, also in that same fifth round. So those are interesting items as we continue to go here. SmackDown going very veteran-heavy, especially after you get past that Alpha pick. Dolph Ziggler, Natalya, Alberto Del Rio, The Usos, Kane. You know, SmackDown really went with the old stalwarts there in their middle of the draft, Dave.
And I really worry about SmackDown, Doug, if John Cena does become a potential part-timer. If you're not seeing John Cena every single week, what's the SmackDown roster going to look like? Because we talk about it being top-heavy. You lose a lot of weight if you lose John Cena.
No doubt about it. The Ascension gets drafted before the Dudley Boys. A true smack in the face right there. At least Raw had the sensibility to take the Dudleys after SmackDown took the Ascension. Absolute head-scratcher right there. Again, youth could be served in the female side of things on SmackDown.
It's the worst show in the fucking world. Holy shit. Like, they're sitting there treating it like it was a real fucking draft. Which I get. Like, just say, hey, the logic to the draft didn't make much sense. And move on. Like, hey, in terms of, like, telling a story, these people would have drafted wrestlers, and that's kind of ridiculous. They should have done a way better job with that. And move on. It's just like, oh, head scratcher, why they take the Ascension before the Dudleys? It's a fucking television show. They split the roster as a result of a real draft. Fucking jackoffs. Hour show, how much time have they fucking burned on, like, something you could sum up in fucking 3 sentences? Like, yeah, man, the logic of that stuff was screwy. That's not how that would have went if this was real. You have to wonder what the storylines they're thinking about writing from here are. You know, just like, do they not want to pull back the curtain that much? Are they trying to fucking write a show or, like, do a radio show that's, like, in character or, like, that they believe it's real? Because they just glossed over all the fucking Lesnar stuff without talking about, like, oh yeah, maybe he gets suspended. Who knows? Maybe his doping thing means he won't wrestle at all in fucking SummerSlam. About the Ascension, the thing to say is, man, they seem bad. Just be sitting there with Heath Slater, undrafted. I don't know, I guess, like, maybe they're just running a show the way that the callers fucking dictate. I occasionally look at some wrestling sites and reading, like, the questions they get in, like, for their Q&A columns and stuff like that. It's always the fucking dumbest, like, what do you think about if this did this? And, like, the fucking worst fantasy fucking booking, just where the answer is always like, well, yeah, I mean, they're writing the television show and they clearly decided to write it this way. Like, that's almost always the answer. Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. Like, all right, well, they were thinking that logic in wrestling is a fucking commodity that they don't tap into very often. They just fucking do a bunch of bullshit a lot, and the people writing the TV shows don't really seem to care about continuity the way that an actual human being might. So that's how it goes. I don't know what the fuck these people expect. All right, wrapping it up, and I'll see you later. Have a good Wednesday. Make sure you're out there thinking about the draft and what you think about the draft.